from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Derek Shelton Show brought to you by your local Parmore stores. Remember, if there's not a Parmore store near you now, there will be soon. The Pirates manager is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing HVAC provider for over 50 years. How are you today, Shelty?
I'm doing all right, Stark. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. I'm wondering, the first question that pops to mind is McCutcheon late in the game last night. He hit that single and looked like he came up a little lame at first. How is he doing? Is he going to be in the lineup tonight?
Yeah, he's in the lineup tonight. And I think we gave him 3 days off. He's got a cranky knee. And it's a situation where I think he feels he's good enough to swing the bat again. We're going to have to monitor it, but the rotational aspect's fine. It's just to go on straight and to round in the bases. So, last night, just using Bay in that situation in case we get a ball in the gap.
Well, on the positive side, with what's been happening lately, McCutcheon, it seems like in a lot of these games, has just put the team on his back in some ways. So, wherever the blame might lie for the losing streak, it's not with him. He's been unbelievable.
Yeah, he's been good. I mean, he had big at bats the other day in L.A., and he had big at bat last night in the ninth inning. So, again, he's grinding through some things, and we'd given him the days off, and now he's back and having better at bats.
Have you gotten any indication from him, Shelty, as to whether he wants to be back next season? And would you vote for that right now?
Yeah, I don't think there's been any indication of what Kutch has wanted to do. I think he's been focused on where he's at right now and what we're doing. And I'm sure at some point, he'll decide how he feels, where he's at, and kind of go from there.
The losing streak has really put a damper on things, obviously. And now you guys have about, I think, six teams in front of you and a bunch of games. And it's sort of unbelievable that this has happened. Do you feel like there's almost a state of shock about the team?
I think there's a state of we need to catch a break. I mean, it's one of those situations where we haven't played bad baseball. We've lost, I think, since the break, 9 one-run games. We've lost during this stretch of the eight, I think we've lost 6 one-run games. We're not finishing games or making the big play to be able to get us to a victory right now. And, yeah, it's extremely frustrating.
I think some people might quibble with that. I think as to whether you've been playing good or bad baseball, it's certainly been competitive. I don't think anybody would question your team's competitive spirit. But when you look at some of the games, whether it's pitches they would want back or the O'Neill Cruz game in Houston, I think there have been plenty of examples of bad baseball. Would you disagree with that?
I don't know. I mean, your definition of bad baseball may be different than my definition of bad baseball. We haven't executed. I think that's fair to say. The Cruzy game, and we can point at that, and I think that's really a bad analogy. The kid had a bad game. you know, and then he bounced back the next day and had five hits. So I think there's been some things we have not executed. I think that's probably more fair.
De La Cruz and his struggles, Shelty, I imagine you didn't think when you acquired this guy to be your cleanup hitter that you were going to be, you know, benching him so soon. Is it a case of him feeling pressure? What do you see there?
Yeah, he's still trying to do a little bit too much, and I don't think benching him is fair. I mean, he played last night. He had two hits, had better at-bats, so, you know, had a hit for us late in the game. But I think, yeah, to your first point, just kind of putting a little bit of pressure on himself and kind of going outside of the hitting zones that has made him successful.
I got a bunch of suggestions for questions here, Shelty, and one of them is with Key Brian Hayes. And while his average is up a little bit, the extra base power simply hasn't been there. Has there been a point where you've thought about or pondered benching him for a while just to give him a break?
No. I mean, I think we've talked about different things in his swing, and he continues to work on his swing. And as you know, I think we've talked about on the show before, getting him to get the ball elevated a little bit more, which, you know, he had the home run in L.A., I think is important. And he's continued to play really elite defense, too.
When you look at the season and the message that you're delivering in the clubhouse, Shelty, do you feel right now like you're still very much in it? Do you feel like something is slipping away here? What's the message and what's the thought and feeling?
Well, I mean, when you have a consecutive losing streak, there is some slipping away, but I don't think there's anybody that's giving up. I think there's the message is still like, hey, we have things in front of us and we have a month and a half of the season to go. I mean, this is a bad stretch that we've gone through, and we've been very consistent for a long period of time. And right now, again, we're not executing, and we have to.
Will there come a time, do you think, that you'll want to get a look at some of these young guys? Because the fact is, you have a bunch of guys on one-year deals, many of them who have underperformed. And meanwhile, you have guys like Henry Davis. York is another guy knocking at the door. Do you think that time is coming where you say we owe it to ourselves to look at some of the young guys?
Well, I think some of those young guys, like you've talked about, have gotten opportunities. And, you know, they may get other opportunities. And then, you know, of the other people you're talking about, there's guys we acquired. And, yeah, at some point we might want to get a look at them. But I think right now we're continuing to focus on the group we have here. And it's very easy to focus on the group below us when – you know, there's things going a certain way, but I think we really have to focus on our group that's here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Endy Rodriguez going to play this year, do you think?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, I think we hope to get him in some kind of games. Getting back to the major leagues may be just a little bit challenging with his rehab program. But he's looked really good. I mean, he was in Pittsburgh last week, and we saw him hitting a live BP off Jared Jones. His body looks good. I think everything that we hope to see, you know, when he came to Pittsburgh was exactly what we've been hearing for people in development or people that had seen him down in Bradenton when he was working.
Do you think, I got this question too, do you think he's going to be able to jump right back in as a catcher, or will the nature of his injury prevent that? I'm even talking next year with Endy.
Okay. No, the nature of the injury won't, because of the fact that there's catchers that have had Tommy John. I think the one thing that we do kind of discount is the catcher does throw the ball the most, even though, you know, it's not hard back, it's the motion. I think the fact that Indy has the ability to play first, and he is taking ground balls right now just to make sure that he keeps his body moving. But the task of catching and doing that, we expect him to be able to do.
And then with Henry Davis, I mean, this was a guy, Shelty, that I'm sure you, everybody thought would be a key part of this ball club this year. Do you expect him back? That's part A of this question. And what do you think his position is long term?
I think his position is still catcher long term. You know, expect him back. I think, you know, if you're talking about in the immediate future, I don't think we have any plans for that. But I think he is a part of our future. And, you know, it's one of those things that we have to talk about in terms of players' careers not being linear. Just because Henry was 1-1 and, you know, got to the big leagues, like, there's a lot of major league players that have struggled, and it takes time. And I think we still believe that Henry's going to be a really good major league player.
You mentioned Jared Jones. Do you have a ballpark for his next start?
He's had the one start, so yeah, it should be in the next few days, just on turn. And, you know, good first start, just expecting him. We got to build his volume up with just the amount of time that he missed.
Derek Shelton on the fan hotline here, presented by Sullivan Super Service, the Pirates manager. Here's a strategy question I got, Shelty. Why not automatically put the first batter in the bottom half of extra innings on first? This person says any run after the ghost runner doesn't matter, so why not create a chance to get a double play right off the bat? How would you answer that, and have you seen other managers do that?
Yeah, I've seen other managers do it. We've actually done it. The interesting question I would have back on this is, like, if you're talking about the Dodger game the other day, then you're putting the winning run on base, which totally changes the dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of what the score is. The other factor has to be is, like, who's the ghost runner? Who's the person on base? Is that next person going to bunt? Because then if you bunt, if they're the home team and it's a tie game, then you're, you know, a 260-foot fly ball away from doing that, and you're probably going to have to walk the next guy. So then how deep are you getting into the order? Like the Dodger series the other day, like, who's the one person you're looking to, where you're going to get to and where you're not going to get to? It's Ohtani, you know? So
yes.
There's so many factors to that question. Yes, to simply say, can you do it? Yes, you can. Have we done it? Yes, we have. But to say it's as simple as just automatically doing it, there's so many other factors of where you're at in the game, who's coming up, where you're at. Because if we walk into Ohtani, like, that's just not a good move. Does that make sense?
Completely. Yes. David Bednar. Let's move on to him. It's just been quite a ride this year. He started off really poorly, and then I thought he looked like himself for some early parts of the season. And then he got hurt again, and man, this is not the David Bednar we've come to know. Is he still your closer? Have you considered moving Chapman into that role?
No, he's still the closer, but yes, we have some things to focus on with David. The fastball command. I think you've pretty much highlighted how the fastball command's been. You know, throughout the beginning of the year, it was not very good. He got to the point it was back to exactly what we had expected and seen. And then it's gotten to the fact that it's been erratic, and we have to get him back in the zone. I mean, our bullpen's been a little challenged with injuries, and there's been some adjustments to it right now. So we've got to get some stabilization there.
Shelty, this question I ask respectfully. We've talked about this before, but things are going so poorly now that people wonder, and I wonder, if you feel like you're managing for your job the rest of this season.
No, in terms of managing for my job, no, I don't feel that, you know, any more so today than I did earlier in the year. I think anybody that's in this position always feels that. So, no, I'm focused on winning games and making sure that we continue to play good baseball.
Did you get any sort of ultimatum before the year from Bob Dunning that this had to be a winning season?
Yeah, you know I'm not going to answer that question. You know we don't talk about what we talk about in-house.
Okay. Well, Shelty, good luck tonight, and we'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good.
All right, see ya.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.